Welcome to Words of Encouragement Devotional by Adrian Ramey. Your encouraging verse of the day, Genesis chapter 18, verses 20 and 21. And the Lord said, because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grave, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry against that has had come to me. And if not, I will know. As you can see here, okay? God knew what was going on in Sodom and Gomorrah. He knew what was going on. But he was giving them a chance to repent. He was being patient with them to repent of their sins. He was giving them one more last chance to repent before he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay? He knew the wickedness and everything that's going on in Sodom and Gomorrah. And he was giving them that. You are seeing the mercy of God here. You are seeing God here in these two verses with his mercy and his grace. And he was giving out one more chance to repent, for them to repent of their sins. You know, if we looked at that verse right there and look at our own personal lives, have we repented of our sins? I want to ask you that question right now. Have you repented of your sins? Have you seen the mercy in God and the patience of God in your life? How God was mercy, how he gave you grace, and how he was waiting on for you to repent of your sins. And when you did, you cry out to Father, you cry out to God, you repent of your sins. Hallelujah. You saw his mercy. You saw his grace. You saw his deliverance. You saw how he touched you. Hallelujah. And that's what God was doing here. He was giving them one more chance to repent of their sins. If you're listening to this and you have not repented of your sins, repent of your sins today. Give your life over to God today. Ask forgiveness of your sins today. Let his mercy and his grace touch you. Let the peace of God fill you up for his glory. Let his love touch you today. Hallelujah. God wants you to turn to him. He wants you to repent of your sins and turn to him and live for him, for his glory. Hallelujah. He's your creator, and you're his creation. So repent of your sins today, and give your life to God today. I want to say this prayer with you right now. If you're not repenting of your sins, I want you to pray this with me. Father, in Jesus' name, I am a sinner. Please, Father, forgive me of all my sins. I am so sorry, God, I have sinned against you. So I'm so sorry, God, I have sinned against you. Jesus, I ask you to my heart to be my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for my sins. Your blood has washed away all of my sins. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for me. From this day forward, I will confess you and tell people about you and what you have done for me. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. If you have said that prayer today, you're a new creation in Christ. Because if you look at that prayer, step one, you admit that you was a sinner. Okay? You admit that you was a sinner. You say, God, I am a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. I'm so sorry, God, for my sins. Please forgive me. Step two, you ask Jesus to be your Lord and personal Savior. You ask him to come into your heart, and his blood washed away all of your sins. Then step three, you're going to tell people what God has done for you. Hallelujah. So as you can see, that three-step process of repenting of your sins, because you admit that you're a sinner, and you ask for forgiveness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you ask for forgiveness of your sins, you're a new creation in Christ. Thank you for listening today. Thank you for praying that prayer. If you pray that prayer today, praise God. We're rejoicing with you. Hallelujah. If you want to put down somewhere on social media, on my Facebook page, direct message me on my Facebook page, Adrian Ramey. Words of Encouragement by Adrian Ramey on Facebook. Love to hear from you so I can rejoice with you. Hallelujah. But let me pray with you right now. Whoever's listening, Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for whoever listens to this podcast. I pray, Lord, you just be with them for your glory. I pray, Lord, you touch them today, God. Lead, guide, and direct them. Bless their day, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this day that you've given us, Lord. We want to touch that need. Touch that need, God, right now, that person's life for your glory. And we want to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, thank you for listening. I want you to have a blessed day in the Lord.